local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story: home prices across Southern California keep shooting up. Zillow says the median price in the region in January was $533,000. That's up over 6.5% from a year earlier. Zillow economist Joshua Clark tells KNX fewer homes are for sale, which is helping push prices up.
There are a lot of people wanting to stay put. Yeah, that's a major focus. People want to buy homes. Mortgage rates are low. Demand is high for these things. That's why you're starting to see upward price pressure as well. But in the end of the day, people are not moving right now.
Even though there's a decline in listings, sales in the region rose nearly 18% from January 2019. Clark says he thinks prices will continue to increase, but sales numbers might shrink soon since fewer people are looking to sell.
A California lawmaker wants to slash construction fees so developers will build more affordable homes.
Assemblyman David Chu says construction fees can account for about a sixth of the final cost of a home.
So we're in the worst housing crisis in California's history, and we have double-digit increases in homelessness happening in every major city in the state. And so we need to do more to address the housing crisis. An important part of that is figuring out how to build the 3.5 million units of housing that we know we are short to stabilize our housing markets.
This week, state Democrats introduced 8 bills that would slash the cost of new housing construction, hopefully to increase the housing supply.
One of the bills that we proposed would provide for state funding to reimburse local governments and cities that waive impact fees on affordable projects.
According to the National Association of Realtors, the median home price in Los Angeles County is nearly $648,000. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The pilot of a small World War II era plane crashed into 2 parked aircraft at Torrance Municipal Airport. No one was hurt in the accident that happened a little after noon. The pilot had been performing touch-and-go landings. After 15 years at the helm at Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger is stepping down as CEO. He'll take on the role of executive chairman overseeing the company's creative endeavors. Bob Chapek, who's run the Disney parks, becomes chief executive. Iger tells CNBC they'll work as a team.
Any of the big creative decisions that have to be made, I fully intend for Bob to be at my side. It's important for him to learn as much as possible. You know, what this is about really is, you know, we believe a really good succession process and a really smart transition process.
Iger told investors he thinks the change will mean the company will be managed more effectively.
A new state audit finds California lottery officials have withheld tens of millions of dollars from the public schools it was created to help fund.
Schools were shorted $36 million in just 1 year. The lottery cannot show it's maximizing funding for education. No-bid contracts raise concerns about whether lottery officials are getting the best value for their money, and oversight from the state controller's office is lacking. These are among the findings of the review released by the state auditor.
It's demonstrated that the California lottery has a culture of profits first and schools last.
State Senator Lingling Chang of Diamond Bar says she plans to introduce legislation that will seek to at least get lottery officials to send the money allegedly withheld to schools.
And make sure that there's an accountability component.
In a letter, the lottery says it strongly disagrees with the auditor's finding that it owes millions to schools, citing a fundamental difference of opinion over the funding formula. Lottery officials insist the amount of money they've been sending to schools has gone up. The controller's office says in its response letter that the audit does not provide a balanced perspective of the issues, selectively choosing facts to support its arguments. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Increasing concerns about the spread of coronavirus have prompted organizers to postpone the Korea Times Music Festival at the Hollywood Bowl. It was scheduled for April 25th. Those who've already purchased tickets will get a refund. There's no word whether the festival will be rescheduled.
The Los Angeles City Council approving an ordinance that restricts which street tour buses can operate on.
The Hollywood Hills is a magnet for such tours, and residents have been raising concerns about tour buses tying up traffic, blocking driveways, and moving through their winding two-lane streets in a way that is dangerous. Councilman David Rue says it's not just a nuisance issue, it's a safety issue for those taking the tours.
Some of these tour buses don't have seatbelts. They're texting and driving. Many of the visitors who are on these tours are petrified and scared themselves.
Cynthia High is with the Los Angeles Tour Guide Association.
We're committed to safety. We're committed to good ethics, following the law. We try to be an example. We're trying to raise the, elevate the quality of tours in the city.
She expressed disappointment in the law's passage because she says it doesn't offer up alternatives. It's set to take effect later this year with a series of escalating fines for those who violate it. At LA City Hall, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.